So the question is like this. So the Avnei Miluim is saying that you wouldn't be able to use the combination of Shtar Matana v'Chotzer Boin Kechad. Right? And if you have, in other words, if you have a Shtar Matana and you want to give a Chotzer to your friend with the Shtar Matana, you can't put that in the Chotzer and say, Chotzer what is that? You can't say Shtar v'Shtaro v'Chotzer or Boin Kechad. Okay? Why would you ever think such a thing? Why would you ever think such a thing? What would that? Why would you ever think such a thing?
That you could do it.
Because you would say like this: that what's the din of Gito v'Yado Boin Keachad by the Eved, for instance? It means like this: wherever you have the But he's saying like this, that the get is going to give him his yad, right? And his yad is going to receive the get, correct? So it's two things that are dependent on each other, right? Receiving the get is depending on him having a yad. And him having a yad is dependent, is going to make him be receive, is going to make him receive the get, right? So you might think that there's a din like that. Whenever those two things whenever those two things are dependent on each other, we consider when each one is considered like a cause of the other. So we say they both happen simultaneously, right?
No. Why would you think that just because you can plug those things together acutely that
because it's like a halachic impossibility, like a halachic impossibility. So the halacha resolves it by saying they both come together. But he's saying that's like the basis of his question. And maybe you'll say it's like a universal principle. Whenever the thing that you're doing whenever the thing that you're doing is going to cause the thing that you need to do what you're doing. Sort of like short circuits, goes zzz, and then everything's okay. But he says, no, that doesn't make sense. That's not how it's working. So it would be impossible to give somebody, to write somebody a shtar. This house is yours, put it down on your kitchen table, and the house is his. That doesn't work. So how does it work by Eved and by Isha? Right? So he says, because you really don't need the Eved or the Isha to be kone their get. There's no halacha of being kone the get. As a, it's not mishum zechia. You're not being kone the get, right? And his proof is it can be done against their will. Can't have a kinyan against your will. So therefore, what is it? It's a nesina. Okay. Yeah, one second. Okay. So Nesina, he says, you can do to the Eved. Kinyan, he wouldn't be able to do. If the Eved would have to be Kona the Shtar, if the Eved would have to be Kona the Get in order to be free, then it would be impossible. Because he can only be Kona if he's free. So it would be impossible for the to be Kona the Get in order to be free. Right? But he's saying you can do a Nesina to the Eved. All right? Because Nesina is different than Kinyan. And that's why he says, Isuri Hana, you can make a get on Isuri Hana. Even though there's no Kinyan in Isuri Hana. Because there's a Nesina. But a Shtar Matana, you couldn't do on Isuri Hana. Okay, so that's all very nice. Can you get me a get? The only problem that we have is like this. So why does the Gemara say, Gito V'yodo Boin Kechad? Why does the Gemara say that? Why does the Gemara say that there's a big problem here? And the problem is resolved because Gito V'yado Boin Kechad. That implies that the Eved does have to be Kona the Get. Because if the Eved doesn't have to be Kona the Get, the Gemara should say, what's the problem? You don't need a Yad. The Eved does not need a Yad. Right? All he needs is Nesina. So the Gemara says, aye, but how could the Eved be Kona? How could the Eved get the Get? He's not Kona. And the Gemara should answer, he doesn't need a yad. But by saying Gito v'yado boin ke'echad, it does imply that he needs a yad.
I mean, he doesn't answer the question when you say why it's not a kinyan, but it does answer why it still could be why it's a problem in the Sina, because he gets it. you can say that's the lacking in the Sina. If you're giving it to yourself, you're lacking in the Sina. You can give.
That's true.
So
that's true.
That answers one of the questions, right? And there's two real questions here. Why does it work for why does it still function within the why is the problem for the Sina that,
right.
that how does the other one get a fixture in the Sina? That's one question, which I just answered. The second question is, why would you say that it can't be a kingdom? That question doesn't answer.
I'll come back to you once. I just want to see one thing first.
What
does Gita Vyodha answer?
Well, I was saying if you can say Gita Vyodha Bhangyaha, right, will answer according to this pshat, the oyin in the Sina.
Where is that Rashi?
You say whether it be psul in the Sina, like the Sina would be lacking, right, without Gita Vyodha Bhangyaha. So you say it's not a Sina, like the nature of giving something.
One second, let's slow down. Let me reiterate. In other words, let's take a look at the Gemara. Let's just get the Gemara straight. The Gemara says like this. Omar Rav. Ayin Zayin on Bez and Gittin. The Gemara says like this. Rava Omar. No, let's have it like this. Dom Rav. Sorry. Okay, Rav Amar, the Gemara changes the pshat. Let's just go to the end, because like this. Amar le Rava, Yad ha'eved kokashule. Okay, Gemara's question is about how really an eved can be kona his get. Lemanda Amar b'shtar ayidei atzmo. If you hold that an eved can be kona his own get. Okay? Yad eved ki yad rabo dami. So that's the Gemara's question. Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo Dami. How could you give the Eved the shtar in his hand? Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo Dami. Right? It's like taking it from my right hand and putting it in my left hand. If his Yad is like my Yad, then it's not going to be effective.
There's like a case we said a couple of years ago, we said like the shliach can't function and you can't
right,
function
exactly.
both sides of it.
So he says, so here it's like I have a big extended goof. It goes over two people. But he's like me. Okay. So he says like this. So the Gemara says, not a problem. Gito v'yado bo'in ke'echad. Okay, so Rashi says, al yidei ha-get, this Rashi's really going at the woman, but it's the same idea. Al yidei ha-get bo'o yado lo im nisinaso. So that's what they have in Milum. He's Medayik. He says, this Rashi is exactly like I'm saying. Why? Because he's saying, first there's a Nesina. Yada bo'ola. I'm sorry. Al yedea get bo yada lo im Nesina. So through the get, she gets her hand with its receipt.
No,
so it means to say like this. That's what he's saying. He's saying, what really happens first? What really makes the get? The nesina. And that you can do, to the woman or the eved. Okay? That's what he says. He says, that's all you really need. You don't need kinyan. If she had to be kona, then it would be impossible. But he says, Elavadai the get isha ve'eved lo bo'in an ela nesina liyada v'chol shenosan liyada af bish ena rota lizkos beget ena mishum zechia ela mishum nesina mishum achi aminan behu gitin v'yadan bo'in ke'echa the k'mosh apirish Rashi im nesinaso bo'o liyado v'hainu im nesinaso na'ase yada with the nesina it becomes her hand.
And then she's
that's what I'm trying to understand, though. Why do you have to say, that's what I'm asking, okay, just to clarify, that's what I'm asking now. I'm saying, why does it have to say, im nesinaso bo'a yada? Who cares about her yad? All you should say is, you shouldn't say, gito v'yado bo'en ke'echad, it should say, lomi bo'yel nesina. Right? But by saying, gito v'yado bo'en ke'echad, it's somewhat straddling two things. It's saying, you're right, we do need him to be kona.
But he needs a yad. You're saying he needs
a yad. And he needs a yad to be kona. So how does he get his yad? through the Nesina. How does he get his Yad through Nesina? Because Nesina really frees him. Oh, so if Nesina frees him, who needs him to be Kana? You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Does he get fully functional after the Nesina? Fully functional?
Fully functional. Yeah.
So
yeah, so what are you trying to say? Let me again.
Answer your question. There's really two questions you're asking, right? How does, if you're going to say Nesina, right? Right, then how does the other Bangecha, you know, help you?
No, what do you need it for?
What do you need it for, right?
Correct.
How does it help you? And then two, why don't you say Kenyan? Meaning, why is it Nesina not say Kenyan? So I can answer the first question, I can't answer the second question.
The second question is not bothering me so much, because that's what he's saying. I'm going with him. He's saying you need a Nesina.
So fine. So that I can answer. You can answer by saying, you're just taking that as a premise. But
right.
I also want to know now why he had to say Nesina, what forced him to that. But look, that's another step.
Because he's saying this. He's saying you'll never get Gita V'yada Bo Ankechad if you need a Kenyan. That's impossible.
Right.
So and if you're going to say you do, then I can take a Shtar Matana and put it in my house and the guy will be gone.
I haven't figured out why that is, right? But I know that the fact that what does Gita V'yada
do? You're good.
Your Nesina is not you're lacking a Nesina, right? Unless he has his Yad, right?
And does he have his Yad now?
Now that you gave it to him, he has his Yad because he came at the same time.
One second.
But not
one second.
Conan.
What gives him the Yad? What do you mean that you're lacking in Nesina? I think you're right, but what do you mean that you're lacking in Nesina?
I mean, because you can't give it to yourself.
But he's saying you can do a Nesina even though it's not your Yad.
Why? Where do you get that from?
Because you have to, otherwise it would be the same problem of Kenyan.
Right. What, by get?
By anything. Isn't that the same problem?
No.
No, if you're going to say, I'm saying the premise is you can't say that when the thing that you're doing, right, requires the effect of the thing that you're doing first, then it's impossible, right? In other words, in order for me to give you a kid, in order for you to be kona this get shichror, you have to already have been kona it.
Well, he said that himself.
What?
He said that it's kilu, it's your kitzur, you put it into rechatzah.
Right.
So therefore, he's saying you need that effect.
No, but he's saying that the Nesina comes first.
Right. And
right.
And he says, because the Nesina came first, it's as if you put it into your own chatzah, if you put it into her chatzah, not into yours anymore. So you need the effect of something, the receiving factor. You need that receiving factor because that makes your Nesina a Nesina. Without something to receive it, you're lacking in your giving.
Let's forget about what he's saying for a minute. Let's just think about this logically. Okay? Do you need to have your Yad in order to have the Nesina?
I think so.
So then you get stuck in this logical problem.
Yeah.
Then you need to have the Yad before the Nesina. Then how does the Nesina, how is it ever a Nesina before you have your Yad?
Well, isn't that the whole idea of when you say, that's the whole Chab of Bayan Kachai, though?
No, but if you say that, then you can really say what he's saying. Then you can say his Kasha is true. That whenever you have a thing, like I want you to be Kona, this Shtar Matana. And what's in this Shtar Matana? My house. So I write it up and I put it down on my kitchen table. So I say, okay, so now the house is yours. Why? Because in order to be Kona, the Shtar Matana on the house, the house has to be yours. Right? But since me putting it down in my house, right, it should be like it's putting it down, it should be that the Shtar and the Chotzer come together.
No, the whole proof is that you need to do about Karkov, right? I mean, that's the idea. There's not going to be any other ulterior knowledge.
Okay, so then we have to modify what you're saying a little bit. He's saying Nesina, he's saying Kinyan would be impossible.
Right, because it's
right?
Das. And that's what he's saying.
No, he's proving from Das that it's not a Maisa Kinyan.
Right.
Right. He's saying you would only have this circular problem if you said Kinyan.
Right.
Okay. But since we know that a get is not a Kinyan because you can do a Bal Karchach, it's Nesina. And Nesina doesn't need the Yad before there's a Nesina. That's the way I'm learning it.
Right, but he says, that's not my problem.
Should we read it again?
In the case, what's that? Is it say Kilo, you put it in the cluster? I'm pretty sure it's
Let me read it again. Okay. Mi shekosif shtar matan al beis lechaver. Okay. Elavad avadili. The timeo shel davar afagav degabi yad eved nami havi kiilu munach haget bebeiso. That's the part you're thinking of. I'm on the second paragraph, the third, the paragraph of ach. The paragraph starts Ach, right? So then at the second line, V'tayim l'shol davar. Af agav d'gabi yad eved. Nami havi kibu munach haget bebeso. When I put the get shichro in the eved's hand, so the eved is like my bias, right? So when I'm putting it in his hand, it should be like I'm putting it in my house. V'afilu hachi kona. But nonetheless, the eved is kona. Hasam gabi get v'shichror. Eino b'toras zechia v'kinyan. I'm not giving it to the Eved in terms of kinyan. Daha isei ba korchach v'kinyan ba korchach leisei. I can prove it's not a ma'ase kinyan because you can do a ba korchach. It can't be ma'ase kinyan. Ela vadai digabi get isha v'eved lo bo'inan ela nesina liyada. You don't need to be makneh to him because then it would be impossible. Because he's my bias, and it would be my bias making the kinyan. But I don't need to be makna, I just need a nesina liyada. V'kol shenosan liyada, afal pi, and you can't say it's not really her hand, and the Eved really has his hand, it's just that all the product, all the maisi yadav go to me. All his kinyonim go to me. He's saying all the kinyone Eved go to the Rav. But it doesn't mean it's the Rav's literal hand. So in terms of the Nesina, whose yad is it going into? It's really going into the Eved's yad. As a Maisa Nesina. As a Maisa Kinyan, it would be going into the Rav's property. But as a Maisa Nesina, I think that's the essence of his chilek, right? Afa Pishena Rosa, I'm sorry. Afa Pishena Rosa, let's go to beget. Eino Mishum Zechil, Mishum Nesina. V'chein be'eved. Mishum Ochi Aminan Behu. Gitin v'yodon bo'in ke'echad. Why? This is the key? Okay. Im nisinaso, which you do have, because nisina doesn't require kinyan, right? With the nisina, which you can have, bo'o liyodo. It comes into her hand. That's not really what we have. We have bo'o yodo, not bo'o liyodo. Right. It's a little bit of a problem. Bahainu im nisinaso nasa yoda. That's that must be a typo here.
What's the next part? That the im nisinaso nasa yoda.
Now right, her hand becomes.
So you say with your nisina,
right.
With your mice nisina, her hand becomes her hand.
Correct.
Same verse. What does that mean? Because you did it in mice nisina, right? I mean, you're not. I don't know what that means exactly. I mean, you're giving her something.
Correct.
Therefore, her hand is now hers.
Correct.
Before she receives it.
No, with the receipt.
No. She didn't receive. Nisinaso, you gave.
So what does it mean? What does it mean? It means like this. What does yoda mean? What does it mean? It's her hand, huh? It means yoda in the Gemara means in terms of kinyan, right? Yoda in terms of the Gemara means in terms of kinyan. Okay, but yoda does not require maisa. Yoda is not a prerequisite of maisa nisina. In order to do the kinyan, it has to be her hand. In order to do a maisa nesina, it doesn't matter. Okay? So he's saying the maisa nesina, when she gets the get, which is a maisa nesina, which can occur before it's her hand, with the nesina, she will get her hand now. It's the only way to understand this.
So you're saying it's kinyan?
See, but that's my problem now.
Because it's not
kinyan. Exactly. So why do you care about her hand? Just say... We don't care about her hand. Just say she has a nesina.
Maybe the reason we bring this kinyan is just to show that maybe you think you need a... True, you had a nesina.
Plus, one second, I'm sorry. V'chein be'eved. He makes it even more, even clearer. De'im nesinas ha-shechror, right? Bo'o lo yad. De'kevin de'in sarach z'chia rak nesina gemura, right? Amrinan im ha-nesina zocha b'yado. He sounds like he himself is going in circles now. You know what I mean? He should just say, there's no problem. Zechiah is a big red herring. Kinyan is a red herring here. Nobody ever needs Kinyan. All you need is Nesina. And Nesina can occur. Right? But why is the Gemara then saying, but with the Nesina you get the Yad and you can be Kona. So do you need the Kinyan or not? Aaron.
Never mind.
Requisite in order for her to have it? It's a co-requisite.
Oh, that's good. I don't know what that means, but it's good.
I mean, what you guys say is pretty much, if I understand you correctly, So basically, what you have to say is that Enoch in Amish has to be a person who is machna. Now, the reason, I mean, a person who can be machna. Now, what's the reason we don't do that? Because get needs bar karfa. So that's like one of the requirements of get. So you say, oh, the Nesina is a good Nesina. What's the Nesina a good Nesina? That's only a good Nesina when she can be Kona, right? Because that's what makes her, that's what makes you not giving to yourself.
Right.
Right? Now, why can't it just be a real Kenyan? Right? So we said before, it can't be a real Kenyan.
Because you have a circular problem.
Because
it's a real Kenyan.
No, because Bar Karfa has to work by getting.
I have a different question.
Hold on, yeah.
Let's say I want to be, you're a Baal.
Okay,
you're a Baal and you have an Eved.
Right.
And I go
I'm a Rav and I have an Eved.
You're what?
A Rav.
It's a Rav, not a Baal.
Okay.
And I go to your Eved and I say, I'm giving you a gift.
Correct.
And the Eved is Makabala.
Yes.
I'm bringing up a concept here called Kabbalah. The Eved is Makabala. Who's Makabala that gift?
I would go and say, thank you very much for the gift.
Right. The Rav would be the recipient of the gift.
Well, he would be Kona the gift.
The Rav would be Kona the gift.
Would be Kona the gift.
That's where I want to bring up this question. So when you put the get in the hand of the Eved, and you're the Rav, aren't you really just giving it to yourself?
That's the problem.
That's the problem. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm saying that there's another thing there, that he can't be Makabel, he can't be Nesina, is what I'm trying to argue.
No. All you've proved is that any Kinyonim go to the Rav. But I would say like this:
no,
you were nosing it to the Eved, and the Kenyan was, and the Kenyan redounded to the benefit of the Rav.
One second. So here's my question: that in order to be nosing, right, there has to be a Kabbalah.
No. He's saying a physical person is a Makabel for an Asina. A physical person is a Makabel for an Asina. Did I put it in your hand? I put it in your hand. That's all you need for the get. Okay, and that you can do without regard to whose kinyan it is. Okay? That's what I'm saying. I'm still saying that, Jeremy. You're still trying to get that simultaneous thing going.
Okay, why doesn't that work?
What's the Gemara's problem, right? So my question is like, what's the Gemara's problem? What's the Gemara's problem?
I'm saying you could answer.
Go ahead.
Ein al-Kinami, the Gemara's problem is in terms of kinyan, right? She has to be a Balas Kinyan for Nesina to happen.
But then you get into the circular problem.
Why?
Because what makes her a Balas Kinyan?
What
makes her a Balas Kinyan? Having received the get.
Having received the get.
Makes her a Balas Kinyan. And what does she need to receive the get to be a Balas Kinyan? See, what I'm saying is like, we cannot get off the Yisod over here. You cannot deviate from this. This is a firmly planted peg that there's simply a Maisa Nesina, and that can occur regardless of whose kinyan it is.
The question is, then why do we care about it?
Exactly. That is my question.
I'm
just trying to show you, if you're going to think that, you got to think it through step by step, okay? And now that he's given us a very nice yisod, that all it is Nesina, but it seems to destroy itself in the end. Let me just tell you what I'm thinking, because I see it's hard to concentrate on this without having an inkling of where I'm going.
That's cool.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. Now you like it?
I like that question.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
I can try it.
You hear what I'm saying, Yishai?
You said that like you just needed a Sina that basically you're involved.
So you have to flip it around. You have to say, the Nesina is good. It is a Nesina, but for some reason, if after the Nesina, the Baal would be Kona, that would be a problem. You understand?
It's a problem in the Nesina.
Exactly. So you were right. You had a good intuition there.
I understand.
You had a good intuition.
I understand that problem.
Means to say like this. Means to say like this. Imagine this is what the Gemara's problem is. The Gemara's never had the problem that there's no Nesina, because there always is a Nesina. But the Gemara says it like this. If I do a Maisa Nesina to the Isha, right? But then she does. But then I am re-Kona immediately, right? Then let's put it this way. I don't know if that's true, but I don't want to say what the Gemara's question was. But I'm saying like this. What he's saying is like this. The problem is like this. If I would do a Maisa Nesina, and then the Baal would be re-Kona immediately, that would not be a true Nesina. Here, Yitzi, take this. Everybody see that? That would not be a true Nesina.
But it wasn't a sinah.
It was in the sinah, but it was not in the sinah that resulted in her having it. You understand? That's the idea he's trying to say. In other words, why does she need yoda in the end? Because the nesina has to be a nesina that's shel kayama, to be descriptive for a minute. If the nesina is like a boomerang, right, that she gets to have a nesina, but then who is she really holding it for? It's really mine. It's really not true. It's really wrong to speak about the isha like that, because the Gemara says it's never a shaila about the isha. It's really about the eved or her chater. But if I would give it to the eved, and I could say, okay, I was nosing it to the eved, but who is holding it now? Me. That would be lacking in the nesina, because the nesina would never result. The nesina to the eved would just be a temporary stop on route to me having it again. You understand? Friedman?
I don't understand. Because I don't see why that's just saying...
I do not need a kinyan on it. You need a real nesina. You need a nesina that has the effect, that has the permanent effect of someone who's mekabel.
What is that the difference?
The star?
Oh, so that's what it says like this. It says, the nesina of the star breaks with the Maisa Nesina, that breaks the Avdus, and now it's his hand, and now he's holding it on behalf of himself. Now that Nesina is true. Now that Nesina has the effect of him holding it for himself. In other words, that's what the Gemara's question is. That's what the Gemara's problem is. Apparently the Gemara thought that having it is what breaks the Avdus, right? Then you get into an impossible situation. Because he gets it, but he's not the one who has it. Because everything he gets is on behalf. It's true, the moment of Nesina was to his Yad, but once he's holding it, now it's the Rav holding it again, right? So the Gemara says it's impossible. So it says no. The Maisa Nesina of the Shtar is really now what reinstates his own Yad. Just the Mesira of the Shtar reinstates his own Yad. So now he's holding it on his own behalf. But it's not that we have to have him holding it on his own behalf, because he has to be Kona, then you'd never get out of the circular problem. But the problem is, if the Rav were Kona immediately after the Nesina, it would just be a Maisa Nesina without any effect of Nesina.
I'm not seeing how this Masiro Shal Kayama is any different than Kenyan. And then you're stuck in the same problem, because that was our whole Kiddush of what the Nesina
is. Because that's what he's saying. He's saying, I can give Isuri Hana. I can take an entity of Isur Hana, which you can't be Kona, right? And I can still use it as a get.
Yeah.
So you see that there's no din of Kenyan. And also, but more importantly, if there were a din of Kenyan, you could never give it to the Eved.
Yeah, but what do we think?
Hold
see,
on.
The thing of Kayam.
1 second. If there's no Kenyan, if you need Kenyan, you can never give it to the Eved, right?
You can never free a slave.
But if I can say to you like this, that there's an idea of Nesina,
yeah,
that doesn't matter who's, that is an idea of Nesina apart from whose Rishus it eventually is going to wind up in. There's just an idea of Nesina.
Yeah.
Then I can do that Maisa to the Eved, right? But the problem is like this. It has to be a Nesina. If I have a Maisa Nesina that has no effect of Nesina, then the Gemara is saying it will be a problem.
What do you mean no effect of Nesina?
In other words, I just did a Maisa Nesina to you, but now it's like it's back in my hand. Here, I'll show you. Oh. Take this again. Right? So there was a second where you... we're holding it, but that's just a transition back to me. You understand? Nesina is like an operation. I give it to you so that you're holding it. Nobody wants a Maisa Nesina. People want the effect of Nesina, right? So they're saying, if I do a Maisa Nesina to you, I can call you the one who I'm doing the Maisa Nesina to, but immediately it goes back into my Rishus, then the Nesina... Then you're just a vehicle of my Nesina to myself.
So why is it not circular again? Because if you need you don't need kinyan, but if you need a kinyan in order so that I am able to hold it for an nesina.
No,
so even if I'm holding it,
the nesina will break the maisa nesina itself will break my yad. So now the maisa nesina to you will break you being my yad, right?
Yeah.
So now that's the halacha. That's the halacha. That's what makes the krisis. So now once my maisa nesina breaks, that's what it means. Im nisinoso, which is the maisa nesina, bo'o yoda. Now her yad of kinyan emerges. And therefore the nesina will not be yanked away from her. You understand? The essence is simply that the nesina is not yanked away from the one who's makabel.
Why do you bring it? So you say nesina and he has to hold it.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, so then why are we saying he has to do kinyan? Bon kafel.
He does not have to do kinyan. He has to have
but
the yad.
No,
exactly not. What I'm saying is, bon kiyechad is just to be mafkia, the re-kinyan of the one who's giving it. Not that she has to be kona, but it has to break the re-kinyan of the one who gave it.
So what are the two things that are bon kafel then?
Oh, so what's bon kiyechad? The nesina, the maisa nesina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now gives her an independent yad, which will prevent it from going back to me.
But that doesn't matter, because I thought, aren't you just saying that you have to ask to hold it without halachically who it belongs to?
That's for a mice in the sina is good.
Yeah.
That's for the mice in the sina, right? But if right after the mice in the sina, I'm kona it again, right?
Yeah.
Right after the mice in the sina, I'm kona it again, then the mice in the sina is basically just a transition between me having it and me having it.
It's so not you need kona. Kona is accidental this way so that he can be holding it? He needs to have a kinyan this way he could accidentally be holding it. We don't care if he actually makes a kinyan, you're saying?
No, he does not need... I'm saying the essence is that when I give it to the Eved, it doesn't come back to me. That's the essential thing. That when I give it to the Eved, it does not come back to me. Because if it were to come back to me, then the Nesina would not be good. Then the Nesina would not be the right Nesina. Then the Nesina would be just a boomerang. You understand? Hold on. You understand what I'm saying? That's the essence of what those... Nesina, with the Nesina, comes his own hand. Not because he needs a hand to be Kona, but because if it were still my hand, the Nesina would be Levatola. You understand? What I'm doing is I'm flipping it around. As I'm saying, it's not Gito V'yado Bo'en Ke'echad because he has to be Kona the Shtar. He really only needs Nesina. Aye, so what does he need to get his hand back for? Because if it were still my hand, then the Nesina would just revert it back to me. And then the Nesina has to have a quality of going away from me. In other words, the Nesina, if the Nesina puts it right back in my Rishus, it lacks in me in being a good Nesina. You understand? That's an Indian giver. If the Nesina puts it right back in my Rishus, that lacks in being a no-sane. You understand? If there's no lasting effect of the mice in the Sina, that it stays out of my Rishus, then it lacks in the Sina. So the only question of Gito V'yodo Bo'en Ke'echad is not because he has to be Kona the Get in order to be free. That's a problem you'll never get out of. He doesn't have to be Kona the Get in order to be free. The Get has to be given in order to be free. Okay? But there was a problem the Gemara was worried about. If you give it and then it goes right back to me, how can you ever say you're giving it? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the Gemara says. Now with the mice in the Sina, it breaks the yad of the Rav. And therefore the Nesina is really away from me. It would be lacking in the Nesina if it automatically comes back. That's like Vishilcha. That's like the Gemara says you can't divorce a Shota because when you send her, she comes back. It lacks in Vishilcha. But you sent her. Yeah, but that's not called the sending if she comes right back.
Is it important for us to determine whether when you hand that piece of paper to Aaron, if that process is one step or if it's two steps?
It's very important. It's two steps. Correct. It's two steps. There's a Nesina, and then there's who is ultimately the beneficiary of this nesina.
You're not calling that a kabbalah.
No. Well, you could call it a kabbalah, I don't know. So that's why it makes sense. That's why you need Gito. That's why he. That's how he resolves the problem. Says there's a mice in the Sina. If it were just Kinyan, then it would be a stalemate. Okay, because are you Kona? Oh, I'm Kona if I was already Kona. Well, were you already Kona? I don't know. Was I Kona? You never get out of that. Right? But if I can say it's really Nesina, so then the question was, so what do we care about Kinyan at all? So we're saying no, because even with Nesina, if there's a Kinyan right back, it's lacking in the Sina. We're only analyzing the Sina now. The only reason he talks about Kinyan is because a Kinyan back will destroy the Nesina. We have to preserve the Nesina. That's all we're doing. We're preserving the Sina. But we're saying that if a mice in the Sina throws it back in my Rishus, even though I can say I did the mice in the Sina to the Eved, but if it throws it right back in my Rishus, that's a lacking in the mice in the Sina. The only, now the Gemara is resolving it by saying, since the mice in the Sina will not throw it back in my Rishus, I preserved a good character of a mice in the Sina. I'm only analyzing Yodo as it's capable of destroying the Nesina. But you must say the Nesina comes first without her Yad, and then having the Yad preserves the Nesina. That's why Gito v'Yodo Ban Kechad is good. Because with the receipt, with the Nesina, I give the capability of keeping the Nesina. You understand? But if it were Kinyan, it would be impossible. Shai, what do you say?
Is it impossible to, is it logically impossible to have the Nesina given to her and then for the Baal to devote it? Like, would that be logically impossible? Or is this
no, it wouldn't logically be impossible.
So we're just saying, like, the halakha requires that it ends up going to her.
Wait, when you say would it be logically impossible, you mean... Yeah, that would be logically impossible. That would not be in Nesina at all.
Why?
No, because Nesina always means away from yourself. Nesina always means away from yourself. If it's just a way to give it back to myself, that's not called Nesina to her.
In terms of Kinyanim, but physically you're doing it to myself, giving. Wouldn't that just be the halakhic requirement?
No, but that's underlying what I'm saying. I am saying that it's not physically giving. It's not physically giving. Because if it were just physically giving, then all you would say is, there was a Nesina, who cares about Yado?
Right?
What I'm saying is that there's a Maisa Nesina, right? There is a Maisa Nesina, and that has to be defined. And that's defined as a Maisa of giving. Right, it's true. It's a mice of giving, but we're saying, but if the mice of giving has a halachic result only of going back to you, see, let me put it this way: take a look at the Eved. Right, the Eved really is like a dual function, is like a double identity. Okay, he has his own guf, that's for sure. Even though we say that there's a kinyan haguf, doesn't mean the Rav really owns his guf. Can't chop him up and feed him to the dogs, right? Doesn't own his guf. So in terms of a goof, he really is his own goof, right? But in terms of kinyonim, he's really like an entity of the Baal. Okay? So the problem is like this. When I do the Maisa Nesina, so he's saying because he is his own person, because he is a person, I can do a Maisa Nesina to him. Okay? But now when he's holding it, he turns back into me. So even physically, why? Because everything that he's, all of his Maisa Yodav are for me. So now he's like a Shomer for me. When he's holding it, he's like a Shomer for me. He's not holding it. He can't be holding it for himself. You understand? He personally can be the object of a Maisa Nesina, but he can't be holding it for himself. There's no concept like that. As long as he's Yad HaRav. As long as he's Yad HaRav, it's not, so that's what I'm saying. It's not like putting it, physically, it's not like putting it back from the right hand to the left hand. Physically, in terms of the Gavra, the Nesina is to the Gavra of the Eved. But after the Nesina, who's holding it? After the Nesina, he's just holding it Ba'ad HaRav. He's just holding it as a shomer of the Rav. He can't do what he wants to with it. You understand? So there is no physical Nesina. There's a physical Maisa in the Nesina. But you can't say physically it just happens to be in his hand even though it belongs to someone else. That's not... No, because he doesn't have it anymore. No, it's... Physically? No. What do you mean physically he has it? But it's not his. It does. It has to be lishma. It has to be lishma. It has to be... It has to... We don't require that it belongs to him. But I'm saying the halacha does not require that it ends up belonging to him. Right? I'm still saying that.
It can't bounce back.
Right, it can't bounce back.
But I don't see why you have to say that. Can you understand why that you couldn't say otherwise?
Well, let me put it to you this way. If the other way would be to say that it's not the mice in the Sina, but it's the Kabbalah, right? It's the Kabbalah has to be his. So that the Gemara is saying is not going to be possible, because you can do the mice in the Sina, but if you're going to say him holding it, him being a makabel is what does the krisis, then you get into the circular problem, right? Right. So I'm saying being a makabel is not a physical idea anymore. Being a makabel has to do with who you're holding it for. The mice itself you can say is physical. You understand? But once you're saying, I am a Makabel, that implies an authority to have the thing. In other words, I'm saying there's no physical Makabel. There's a physical Maisa Nesina, but a physical Makabel doesn't exist. That's a halachic idea of whose Rishus it is. Right. You understand what I'm saying? That now it reverts back to Dinam of Rishus. I'm saying there's no idea of just a physical holding. That's just like an unrelated thing. That would not be a halachic concept. That this document that has nothing to do with him happens to be in his grip. There's no halachic relationship between those two things.
So there is.
The maisa, he can be done physically too. But as a makabel, that the halacha doesn't... That would not be a halachic concept like that. You understand what I'm trying to say? Think about it a little more. I have to think about it a little more myself. But 1 second. So... That's why he has an amazing idea in the end. You saw that in the end? He says, if you don't write the get shichar lishmo, he says, why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work? Who cares if it's not lishmo? It's a kinyan back to himself. He's saying, you are yourself. So he's saying, no, that wouldn't work, because that would be totally on the maisa kinyan. And that's not possible to have the kinyan and the shtar bought in geachad. It's only when it's lishmo that it has a separate din of maisa of a get shichar. Because there's a shita that says if you say to the Eved, you're Hefker, it's good. Right? So he says, you see, if you just makna him back to himself, that's also freeing him. So he says, so why does the Gemara say you need to make a get shichor lishmo? What does lishmo have to do with anything? I don't have to make a kinyan lishmo. You hear, Jeremy? You see that in the end?
Yeah.
It's a sharp, very sharp point. So he says, no, that's because if it's not lishmo, then it's not going to work as a get shichor. It'll just work as a shtar makna. And Shtar Makna you couldn't do that way. Because that would require the Gavra of the Kinyan to receive the Kinyan, which gives him the Gavra of the Kinyan. But once I say Lishmo is a new din of a Get Shichror, then it's just the Nesina that does it. And that he has, even though he's not free. Yeah.
I'm trying to understand. Does his hand and his freedom come at the same time?
Well, I would say it's almost at the same time. I would say. Oh, his hand and his freedom. His hand and his freedom. Yes.
Okay, so his freedom comes from the Maaseh Nesina, and after that, if it wouldn't be good, if it would be given back to the Rav, then he would be free for a second, and then he would not be free.
Well, now I'm saying like this. I'm saying the Havamina of the Gemara was that it requires him to be Mekabel to be free. Right? That's not possible. That's not possible. He can't... If his Kabbalah is what makes him free, if him receiving it, if him holding it is what makes him free, then that's not possible, because he's once he gets it, after the Maisa Nesina, he's Mekabel for the Rav. So he could never have the Kabbalah. He could never have the Kabbalah.
So by saying that it's his hand when he gets it, then that makes him free, and then the freedom...
That makes him free, and it makes the Maisa Nesina into a true Nesina.
And if it wasn't made into a true Maisa, it was given back...
Then he would never have been free, because there was no real Nesina. There was no real... Well, yeah, I guess you could say Lema Freya, but I don't know if I would say Lema Freya. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I say Lema. I guess you could say Lema Freya. Doesn't bother me.
I just want to make sure I have this. If you're saying that it's not just a physical holding,
right?
Can you explain why the Nesina Shel Kayam is different than Kinyan?
Kinyan is a question of who owns it.
Yeah.
Right. Kinyan is a question of who owns it. And he's saying, like, Isuri Hanah, there's no ownership on.
Yep.
That's what he holds. So, if you need a Kinyan, you can never have a get with Isuri Hanah. Mm-hmm. Right? But apparently, even without Kinyan, there's such a thing as a Nesina.
Yeah.
Okay? And we're saying it means control. That's what we were saying. It means control. Okay?
Yeah. But now you're saying you can't say that.
No, I'm not saying anything different now either. So, but what we're saying like this is that with them, but there's such a thing as a Maisa Nesina. There's a Maisa Nesina that results in it being under your control.
There's a Maisa Nesina that results in it, yeah.
Right? So he's saying, but if the Maisa Nesina would just put it back in the Rav's Rishus, then it wouldn't be a Nesina at all. Because it would be a Maisa Nesina that doesn't give you control. You understand what I'm trying to say?
The Maisa Nesina. Well, control, what do you mean? Control in terms of what?
Halacha. In terms of halacha.
But isn't that Kenyan?
No.
Why isn't that Kenyan?
Because if it's Hefker, I can control it, right? But that's not a Kenyan.
You can't control it halachically if you make a Kenyan.
I'm sorry, if it's Isuri Hanah. If it's Isuri Hanah,
yeah.
I can control it even though I don't have a Kenyan on it. Because no one else has a right to take it from me.
I just want to know if you could give more definition that explain more of the difference between that and Kenyan.
Kinyan means I can sell it, I can make it hektish. Kinyan is a different thing. Kinyan is in terms of dine mominus. Bilus. If you took it from me, would be a gazlan.
So can you just define what it is? Because you're saying like you can
define which one?
This type of bilus. That's not.
It's not bilus at all.
So I'm saying this type that I can hold it and it'll this nesina will register, but. I can't sell it or something like that.
Control.
Control.
You're asking me to give you, to put it into words that you already are familiar with. You're asking me to give you a category that pre-exists in your mind. And I'm saying that's apparently not there. So take this one as a new category. That there's a new idea. There's a new idea by get. It's not a Kinyan. Okay? And so if you're only familiar with Kinyanim, I can't help you.
So maybe I'm misunderstanding Kinyanim then.
Kinyan is kosher mishpat. Kinyan is who is the baal of this object. That's what kinyan is. Who's the owner of this object?
Me, you can sell it.
Right.
I can sell it. I can make it hektish. Right? That's kinyanim. If you take it from me, you have to pay me back. Right? But there are things that are asr bahana, which none of those things are true by.
Yeah.
Right? So, and I can give you something that's asr bahana as a get. Right? So it can't require Kenyan. So we have to search for a new idea. Right? And I can't just throw it in the wind and say, well, what's the difference? It's Asa Barna. Who cares if you get it or not? So apparently there's a difference, even though it's Asa Barna, there's a difference between throwing it in the wind and giving it to the person. What's the difference? In the wind, you have no control over it. In your Rishus, you do. I'm just saying you have to come up with... You have to define it. You have to say something.
Yeah.
All right, think it over. It's a little bit confusing, but think it over. Think it over. I think it's interesting. Did you stop this? How loud can that play?
Pretty not bad. I remember what you're saying.
Over.